Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, and welcome to the final edition of Investor Signpost for 2017. This week, we're focused on the latest update from the federal government around its budgetary position. We get the mid-year update, and we expect the deficit to fall by about $3 to $4 billion, and that's largely on the back of an improvement in the Australian economy, whereby business investment and state government spending have both picked up. We also get the latest read on new car sales. In November, it was the best November month on record, and we expect that trend to continue. The Reserve Bank releases its board minutes from the December meeting. We don't expect this to have too much additional information, but of course what we saw in the statement was the fact that a skills shortage is potentially emerging in some occupations as the labour market tightens. We also get the latest weekly ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Sentiment Index. They'll be keenly watched after the Westpac monthly release for December, which was the strongest in 4 years. On Wednesday, the Commonwealth Bank issues its Business Sales Index, a measure of economy-wide spending that is derived from looking at credit card and debit card transactions, and we expect another pickup of around 0.5%. On Wednesday, the Bureau of Statistics releases its Finance and Wealth publication, and this basically provides some insight into household balance sheets, and household wealth in Australia is currently at record highs. Towards the end of the year, we get the latest read on private credit. And private credit has been rising about 5% on an annualised basis. It'll be keenly watched to see whether there's a pickup in business credit in particular, especially with conditions and confidence improving in that sector. But also housing credit will be keenly watched. We've seen a bit of a deceleration in housing credit, particularly with tighter lending restrictions for investors. In the United States this week, investors will be focused on the final estimate of the third quarter GDP or economic growth result for the United States. The previous read was 3.3%. We see no change. The US economy is growing quite strongly on the back of a strong consumer, manufacturing activity, and a broad-based recovery across the services sector. At the same time, we get the latest read from the Fed's preferred inflation measure, and we expect that to remain contained at around 1.4%, so below the Fed's target of 2% as benign inflation conditions continue globally. We also get latest reads on house prices. US house prices have recovered quite well post-hurricane effects, particularly in the south of the country, and we expect house price growth to remain elevated at around 6%. At the end of the year, we get the latest reads from China on its purchasing manager survey, particularly for manufacturing and services. They'll be keenly watched, and they'll have some influence over the Australian dollar and also markets around that time. Thank you.